See if he knows where some of them.
Okay, this is a Transportation Committee. We're waiting for a quorum, and then we will hear Senator Allen's bill. And waiting. We want to have a cup of rain. It's just a cup of rain. All right. We will begin the meeting and operate as a subcommittee until we reach a quorum, and then we'll vote on two things. We will vote on item number two. Senator Allen's bill is SB 757. And then we have three items on the consent calendar, and we'll vote on those. So at this point, we'd like to offer Senator Allen the floor, and he can present his bill at this time. Senator?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'd like to start by accepting the technical amendment that's outlined in comment six of the committee analysis. This bill, SB 757, is an attempt to make modest reforms to the state highway relinquishment process in the hopes of making it a bit easier for local jurisdictions who desire to manage and make changes to a portion of a road that no longer serves the purpose of a typical state highway have that opportunity, as long as there's a strong process that's followed and you know, the state thinks it's a good idea. So the bill proposes an alternative process that would permit the California Transportation Commission to relinquish portions of the state highway system to a city or county without explicit legislative action. Now, my intention is not to facilitate any abdication of California's highway system to local government. And should the bill move forward today, I'm very committed to working with stakeholders, including some of the folks that Tim represents, who want greater parameters around the scope and sections of highways that could be eligible for relinquishment without explicit legislative consent. And also, I want to mention that at Senator Rubio's request, I will specifically amend the bill to restrict any portion of the 710 Southern stub that terminates in her district from being relinquished without the legislature's approval, because there's a lot of controversies between the various cities, and we want to make sure that that the regional concerns are being taken into account there. But I will say that the idea here is that for those appropriate instances where it's not practicable for local governments to work through our state bureaucracy to manage or make important changes to local roads, this bill will make a modest but important improvement to current law and create a transparent system that will be less bureaucratic than the current system and allow for there to be some more coherence. And with that, I respectfully ask your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Testimony in favor of the bill, please.
May.
Favor.
Tim Kremens, International Union of Operating Engineers. We represent the Caltrans maintenance workers who do maintenance on the state highway system. And current law requires on relinquishments that the legislature approve. That approval process gives us some input in the relinquishment process. There are times when relinquishment hurts our members, and there are times when it does not. But this bill, unfortunately, takes that input away from us. Had some conversations with the author's office. I thank you very much and staff of a commitment to work with us to continue to craft a way to give us some input on relinquishment process. If the legislature's not going to offer oversight, we're looking for a place somewhere to have an oversight and address concerns if we have them. And we do agree with the author of the notion that relinquishment process should be streamlined, and there should be some rationale to it as opposed to a haphazard approval process. But we are looking for some way to give input if we need to, if our members are displaced from that work, and maybe to have some negotiations with Caltrans on that. And I think the author has committed at least have conversations with us moving forward on that.
And I think the old way where we had to introduce a bill to actually relinquish the state highway, there has to be a legislation. I think that's cumbersome. We have a quorum, and I will ask for roll call, please.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Well, present. Bates?
Dolly? Dodd? Dodd present. Galgiani? Here. Galgiani present. McGuire? Morrell?
Here.
Morrell present. Roth? Rubio?
Here.
Rubio present. Skinner? Umberg?
Here.
Umberg present. Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski present.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any speakers in favor of this bill? Anybody would like to speak in favor of the bill? Okay, thank you. Opponents? Anybody opposed to the bill? We have a motion for approval with, can we have a motion?
Okay.
Senator Rubio.
I just want to take this moment to thank you, Senator Allen. I know that, I know what the intent is, and I think it's important to streamline the process to ensure that things get done and they don't get stuck up here in Sacramento. But I really want to thank you about, you know, taking the 710 into consideration. That's been an ongoing battle for decades, and that would dismantle a lot of the work that we've been doing. So really thank you for doing that, and I'd be happy to move the bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Do we have a motion on this bill?
I move the bill, the routine bill.
With the amendments as accepted by the author. There's a motion. Can we call the roll, please?
This is Senate Bill 757 by Senator Allen. The motion is do pass as amended and we refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bates? Dolly? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth? Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner? Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
Thank you, members.
We have 7 votes in favor. We'll leave the roll open for absent members.
Mr. Chair?
We have one more item is the consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I would be honored if you would allow me to make a motion to move the consent calendar SB 278.
SCR 67 and
SCR 67 and SCR 68.
Okay, there's a motion on a consent calendar. Call the roll, please.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file items 1, 3, and 4. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bates? Dolly? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth? Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Skinner? Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
That is 7 votes in favor. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. Thank you, the members that are present. That is all the business here. And I'll leave the roll open for 10 minutes for members that are trailing in at this time. We'll leave open for 10 minutes, and then the meeting will be adjourned. So thank you. We will call the roll.
This is Senate Bill 757 by Senator Allen. The motion is do pass as amended and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Dolly? 757.
Mr. Allen's. The relinquish.
I'm an aye.
Dolly, aye. McGuire? Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. 9-0.
They have 9 votes in favor. Leave the roll open for absent members.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file items 1, 3, and 4, chair voting aye. Senator Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye. McGuire? Skinner? 8-0.
We have 8 votes in favor. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. Thank you.
So we're just waiting for McGuire.
Okay, we'll call the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 757 by Senator Allen. The motion is do pass as amended and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. 10-0 for that one.
That has 10 votes in favor.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file items 1, 3, and 4, Chair voting aye. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. 9-0.
They have 9 votes in favor. We will now adjourn the meeting.